Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you gotta be direct with the people. Like,
come on, yo. Get up now.
We keep it tight, raw. We know exactly what we fight for. When the nightfall come, we in the right war. Captain spill love for a cause, not just because. Body authority and follow God's law. Revolutionary entrepreneur to make the fans clap their hands and stomp on the floor. Now start the applause. Thank you very much. Without further ado, let me introduce the rest of my crew.
I am the world renowned. First adjective, adverb, pronoun, preposition, suffix, prefix, original and remix. Sunburst and eclipse. Me and clock and mind like strands on a double helix. Must be season, the dialect of my region. Moving on Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, Easton. We're Houston policemen and I reach agreement. Pressure in the morning, pressure in the evening.
Most definitely. Quali. High tech on the beat. Brothers and sisters.
You need to get up right now and move with this. Yes, this means you. You. You.
We came out, been some shit in New York. Niggas stop getting jig in New York, blood and crips in New York. The Y2K celebration wasn't big in New York. Babylon, live in New York. Should I keep a crib in New York or just VI? To handle my BI. And with my A, I like to see with three eyes.
Yo, Kali, I agree. I was thinking the same thing myself. Swag in the city ain't no good for your health. Things change in New York, life strange in New York. 40 dudes don't look the same in New York. Just politics, tricks, and big games in New York. Switch trains to write it, can't get fame in New York. Internet and Wall Street got paid in New York. Poor folks and working class got slaves in New York. Even still, every day they make waves in New York. Flashlights looking for a brighter day in New York. In New York, they say it's red hot. When the temperature eats up black, I guess not. It's 14 lane traffic, no sign for rest stops. New corner brakes, put on your gloves and just box. New dance school to teach you to watch a bus stop. Better get up in the groove, hop up and just rock. If you think it's like that, it's not to just stop. All mankind time running down on one watch. Just this, you are just coming in. I will say it once more so you can hear. Cause you need to get up right now and move with this. Yes, this means you.
Talib Kweli bring disaster to the industry. Yeah. Best-selling authors writing great chapters of history. Two cats undercover like gay rappers dealing with mystery. My platinum gray matter, spray data that's specifically designed to make rappers break fast in the eggshells in the morning. Inhale the divine and it's laid dormant. Water from the well, stay pouring. I answer back when I hear fake calling. Freedom fighter ready to attack at the crack of a new day dawning. Way more than necessary skills for the application. Flow is great like the lakes and it rocks like Appalachian. Facts more to make up for what you lack in imagination. You more confused the type of words when he made up cabination. I'm saying
break bands like the Jack Concord. When the wars before I leave for my umbrella war tour. When he scream encore, that's when they want more. Flow steadily, whether I'm on or offshore. High potent, zone coasting, no joking. Face cracker slips, gon' keep the joint open. Peak the focus, high resolution, high reception. My train of thought connecting with my brethren from reflecting like you. Need to get up right now.
Have you ever stopped and thought about some of the things you've done in the past
and you just shake your head because they seem so stupid, and at the time you thought you were doing the right thing. As each day goes by, we should learn something more. But life has a way of distracting you. So at some point, we must learn from the mistakes of the past. We can't change yesterday. Today is all we have. And I know that sometimes we would like a do-over, but what is done is done. You can atone for some actions and events, but leave most things behind. As youngsters, we said and did immature things, but I implore you to live your life to the fullest. Because this life is temporary, and all we have is this moment. We all have an expiration date, so the question is, what are we doing with this moment? As today fades away, I'm sharing my moment with you. That's a short essay from Who Is She and What Is She to You, and that's what we're talking about today. Life in the rear view mirror. I'm going to bring my colleagues in. The Honorable K. Diddy Esquire, are you there, sir? Mr. K. Diddy, are you with me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay, and I'm going to bring in Lady Joy. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
K. Diddy Esquire? I guess he'll be joining us later then.
I thought you couldn't hear me.
I'm in a very reflective. Hello?
He's here.
Hello?
Can you hear, Tony?
Why he ain't saying nothing?
He did. Can you hear?
I got something to say. K. Diddy Esquire. Hello, sir.
I've been saying hello, hello. Let me in the dough, because I can't stand out here in the cold no more.
That's K. Diddy showing his rhyming skills for all of y'all who didn't know he had them.
He didn't either.
You're absolutely right. I just found that out. Shit. I think I'm gonna make my own record now.
What you gonna call it? Life in the Sardine Lane? What is it gonna be about?
With hot sauce on the side. Get it right, my brother. Get it right.
Oh, here we go.
I can't help it if you guys. Of course, I hear you.
Can you hear us?
Oh,
that's
I thought you were saying you can't hear me. Are you trying to say we're going to teach you to find the cuisine in life, K. Diddy?
Absolutely, man. I mean, I got to constantly, man, try to elevate you guys' cultural awareness.
Whatever. Whatever.
K. Diddy, y'all getting real philosophical on y'all this week, ladies and gentlemen. He is enhancing our cultural awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is actually a good thing to do. Hey, I want to say something, man, because this is something that's been heavy on my mind, and I want you and Lady Joy to know how much I appreciate y'all, man, because a lot of times us from Chocolate City don't spend enough time expressing appreciation and love to each other. And that's one of my big things right now, man, that I'm using this platform on, is to encourage more love and appreciation amongst people of color. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we love and appreciate you too, baby. For real, though.
You know what I mean? So, Lady Joy, first and foremost, you know, normally me and K. Diddy get the banter going. This week we're going to let you lead off. How have you been, sweetheart? And what do you think about today's topic, life in the rearview mirror?
Well, first of all, I've been just great. I've been fine, getting ready for the holidays and all that. And as far as the topic is concerned, it's like what you said earlier. You know, we've done some really stupid things in our past, and we things we can't change. But you also got to realize that's what you learn from. You got to bump your head a few times, you know, in order to learn from some, you know, in order to learn things. That way, if you come across that situation again, you learn how to go around it, go on either side of it or go through it. You know, that's how you learn. Because if you don't learn something from it, you're just going to keep making that same mistake over and over and over again. And you're really going to make yourself look crazy. And you won't learn anything.
Right on. And that is the gospel truth. I want to thank everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's tuned into the program. You know what I mean? We're here for you. We're all family on this show. You know what I mean? Even if we don't agree with everything each other say, we still allow each other to express what needs to be expressed because that's the beauty of this life.
Yeah, and no matter how dysfunctional we are.
Will you speak for yourself?
Oh, please. You're the most dysfunctional person up in here. Okay.
There you go. We were silver for the first 5 minutes.
Up from here.
Well, I'm just stating real, bro.
Because Joy be starting mess.
I do not be starting anything. I'm just stating the real.
Hey, Tony. Now, there's some who say there's no difference between keeping it real and starting mess, Joy.
Okay, well, they can call it what they want to. I'm just keeping it real. KD, you know I love
you. Hey, Tony,
I got
my regular. Last week I was riding for the women, but I'm in my regular seat today, Joy. Don't get it twisted.
I'm not worried about you, and I ain't scared of you either. Okay, so bring it, bro. Like I always tell you, bring it. You got to bring some good stuff.
They didn't let everybody know he's back. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
If you want to join the show, 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. Today's show is going to be like a reflective show. As we look back on some things we've done, be it bad, be it good, be it stupid, be it smart, you know what I mean? Because they always say hindsight is 20/20, and sometimes when you're looking back at things, you can see the error of your ways or the error of the company that you've kept or the error in the crazy crap our parents told us that when you get older, you're like, that crap don't make no sense.
Well,
they
know,
just didn't know no better.
You, and, Tony, can I say something real quick about K. Diddy? K. Diddy, you know, we appreciate last week that you rode for the ladies. You were just showing your feminine side, and we can appreciate that. Most men, a lot of men need to do that. You know, I mean, it's there, you know.
Thank you.
It's there. So it
Thank
might be buried
you.
In some men, but you showed your feminine side last week, and
Hold
we
on.
Totally appreciate
Hold
that.
No, 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 I ain't going to let that fly, because that sounds real
no,
sweet.
No, I'm not saying
that,
I'm not saying that
but,
in a negative way.
K. Diddy got sugar in his tank?
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm
not saying that he has sugar in his tank. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's, okay, I won't say feminine side. He was showing his sensitive side. You can call it what you want, feminine, sensitive. All men have it. They might not admit to it, but, I mean, it takes a real man to admit that, you know, he could be sensitive at certain
repeat that last part. I want to make sure Tony heard it. It takes a what now?
It takes a real man to be able to show that side of him, you know, and you showed that side, and that means you a real man
that's
last
what,
week.
That's
last week.
That's what I'm saying,
last
baby.
Week.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Okay. Once again,
I want.
In other words, he's not a real man this week, Lady Joy. What you saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm
just saying he's shown last week, you know, and a lot of women can appreciate that because for the, you know, most of the time you can be a real jackass, but we still love you though. We still love you.
But listen, while you loving me, I want to throw this thing out there to my esteemed colleagues. Since we're on this particular topic this week, how do you guys feel about bringing old friends back into your life today? Sometimes we've had old friends and we parted not necessarily on the best possible note. Haven't seen them for a while. You want to back into them. How do you feel about bringing those people back in our life? Should we let them back in or should we leave them out there where they was?
Well, I think it depends on how you left, you know? Because if you left on a bad note, you might not want to bring that back into your life.
Well, that means we ain't gonna forgive. Go ahead, Tony.
No. Go ahead. I'll follow up on that. Go ahead, brother.
So does that mean, Joy, we don't forgive and forget? That mean we just hold on to that?
Yeah, we can forgive and forget, but it depends on how you left the situation, because you might not want to, you know, but you never know, that person might have been the same person now, might not have changed. It could have been on a bad note that you don't want to even deal with anymore.
Well, that's what I just said. We left it funky. That's what I just said. We wasn't cool when we left it. That's why we wasn't friends for all them years. But I'm just saying, you ran back into him in the mall, at a party, at, you know, at the drugstore, at the doctor's office. Do you think it's wise to let him back in just for old time's sake? Are you going to leave him out there where he was?
Leave them where they were. If you parted on a bad note, believe me, it's not going to really change over the years. You know, they say people change, but you never know. You really never know. I say, you know, deal with them with a long handle spoon, because you don't know what they've gone through over the years.
What you think about that, Tony? I know that's part of your topic. You know what I'm saying? Living in the rearview mirror.
Well, my input on that, it becomes A, the nature of the relationship that we had before becomes the first question.
Right.
B, even though we, you know, as a matter of fact, the most important question is, what was the nature of our friendship in the past? Because there are some people that we may have ended our friendship on bad terms, but that friendship was not good for us. While the other friends that we have left behind on bad terms, we had a silly argument and we just stopped talking, but they were truly good friends. You know, we were really good friends and we were good for each other. And if there was a round two, you approach it with cautious optimism. You know what I mean?
But it's like I said, you know, it could have been a toxic relationship.
Yeah, and there's some people, you know, they hand you the phone number. By the time you get to the car, you flick it out the window.
Hey, man, let me throw a ghetto example out there for you. We shared everything. We was like brothers, boy, look, man, we shared everything under the sun. We shared everything. But I didn't say you could screw my woman.
Well, you said everything.
I think somebody else trying to join.
Hold on, I think we got somebody trying to join us, KDD. Hold on. 310, you're online with us. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? This is DJ Callie.
Hey, Callie. How are you?
I'm beautiful. Just wanted to comment
on that
friend thing. Just recently, I had the opportunity to reconnect with a real close friend you guys are very familiar with. It's been a very successful friendship, so I believe in that.
But how did you guys part? You know, you lost contact with each other. So was it an amicable parting, or did you guys argue?
No argument whatsoever. He just happened to move to Vegas.
Okay, and you just lost contact. So what does that mean? You just lost contact? Y'all were cool, or what?
We were cool as ice cream.
Okay, but... The fact that he moved to Vegas, you lost contact with him?
Yeah, man. He just ran out there, man, and just did his thing. And I tell you, man, I really missed him. I really missed all that comedy that was going on. And we just reunited, and it's been a beautiful thing, just a great thing.
Okay. Well, that's cool. But not all of
us
are
like that.
That's a good example.
I just wanted to chime in on that and wish you guys a happy holidays. This is the first time I had the opportunity to actually listen to you guys' radio show, and I find it very interesting, and in the future I'm definitely going to be listening on you guys' radio show.
Cool. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Appreciate you. Come back anytime. We appreciate all the love and the support.
All right. You guys have a happy holiday. I'm going to sit here and sit back here and listen to the rest of you guys' show.
Cool.
All right. Lovely. Thank you. So that was a positive example of somebody that's had a relationship.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely.
That's a good,
and that was a good example. That was a good example of a friendship that kind of disconnected but was able to reconnect on a positive note, because that's the most important thing. I was saying that the first thing would be the nature of the relationship.
Right.
The sec- it was a good friend who you had a good rapport with, y'all, they had your back, you had theirs. Time, yeah, okay, we're going to throw the, we're going to get back to KD, this ghetto-ass example in a minute, but we're going to stick to the positive ones real quick. You know, good friends that went separate ways. We had an argument. Okay, you know, friends argue, brothers argue, sisters argue, family argue. If you're a good friend, you're family. You understand? We had an argument. We was like, you know, I'm cool on you, and you cool on me, and we went our separate ways, but then we reconnected at a later date, and, you're like, man, that was my dude, or that was my sister right there, and you reconnect, but you, once again, you approach it with cautious optimism because years have gone by, and you don't know who you are and who they are now, and you can't dwell on who they were then. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because you grow
absolutely
every day. You grow every day. So, you know, people change, the
situation
changed.
And now we're going to jump back on the grenade. We're going to jump back on the grenade that KD tossed out there, but we were good friends, but I ain't told you to sleep with my woman, and we probably ended up in a fist fight and got into an altercation.
Well, he said
now,
that they shared everything. He should have clarified that to your partner in the beginning.
Okay. Let me put it another way. I'm gonna put it another way. You and your girlfriend, y'all riding to work every day. Y'all going to the laundromat. Y'all go do bowling. Y'all shop, do everything you want to do. But you send her to your house because you forgot your keys to something. She go to the house and then she screw your dude. How you feel about that?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Okay. I wouldn't appreciate that either, but you have to clarify. You got to put boundaries. You know, look here. This is my man here, so hands off. Okay? You share your best friends. You share everything. Okay, your best friends, and you share everything. But if there's some things that you don't want to share, you better clarify that from Jump Street. Like, this here, that's mine. You know, I know we're good friends and cool and all that, but you can't have none of that.
Okay. Don't assume that. Huh? So what you're saying, don't assume that he or she got common sense.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. Because, you know, with y'all being cool with everything, you know, with each other and stuff like that, they might take it, you know, for granted that, okay, well, you know, that's looking kind of good to me. Maybe I can have some of that too since we share everything. Okay? Because some people, you got to put them in check and let them know that it ain't that kind of party, Junior, up and through here.
Here's one of my shameless plug moments. in the book Playology, available at www.worldmovement.com, in the book Playology, I clearly state that if you have a wife, and I'm going to say even a husband now, you make sure you let everybody know they're off limits.
Right.
Because
sometimes
some people don't have common sense.
Exactly. No matter how close you are, they might think it's okay.
Kay Diddy, you have fans in the chat room who want you to know that they appreciate you and they think you're a hell of a guy.
All two of them. And you know
well,
he paid them to
put
say
that. Out
that.
See, there go Joy.
You know,
see, I will be nice.
I'm just saying, baby.
I'm not gonna let her change my thought process.
You know I love you.
You know what I mean? But that's what we're talking about. You know what I mean? Have we learned from yesterday's mistakes? You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, this is where I'm going to throw out one of my little quotes. You know, I like to impart a little bit of wisdom that I've learned. I don't mind sharing it. There's a quote that goes, "All men make mistakes, but only wise men learn from their mistakes." And that's one of the key things about life in the rearview mirror, and that even ties into friendships from the past. Sometimes some friendships are best left in the past. Because even though in that moment we were probably two peas in a pod, time, distance, the argument that we had, maybe that argument changed me, made me a better person, made me bitter. I don't know. But have you ever met, so all of us have happened to this, we've seen somebody, let's say we ain't seen in 10 years, and the content of their conversation is the exact same as 10 years ago, but they're telling you that your conversation...
Yeah, they haven't grown.
You know, why are you acting like that?
Say that again?
Well, Tony, what we have, what we found out too, man, you know, one of those country cliches that common sense isn't common. And you know, sometimes, man, people are stuck, man, and they don't even realize they stuck because they lack that one little thing called common sense to tell them that, you know, they stuck in a time warp, man. They're not even paying attention to what's going on around them, and that's why they're not able to see that your conversation is not the same. You are the same physical body, but you're not the same place mentally.
Yeah, they're still wearing them 52 gold chains with the shirt open down to the waist, showing that taco meat hair and balding at the top and still trying to hold on to that ponytail.
Hey, every time you talk to them, the conversation is about what they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the funny part about all that is most of those people will tell you that you're the one that's acting funny.
Right.
Well, in reality, you are. Because, you know, in reality, you are. Because you're no longer in black and white. You're in color now.
Well, I wouldn't call that acting funny. I just call that growing, you know.
Well, What I did was I gave a parable because it's still the same thing. You look like you've changed to a person that have not changed. So that is a normal thought for them. Because you're not doing the same thing you was doing like they're doing, which would be their normal. So, yeah, they still in black and white. You're in color, baby. So, yeah, you did change. They didn't because they would be in color, too.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Some people don't know how to move on.
There you go.
Shit, I can't go to nobody's house right now, I don't think.
Still got that velvet love couch and stuff with the velvet pictures on the wall.
Black and white TV. A black and white TV. I don't even know
Betamax.
Nobody got a black and white TV no more.
Betamax. And cassette. And the brick phone. The brick cell phone.
We're going to take a musical break. Because we love y'all. Don't go nowhere, man. Because I'm watching you.
It can stay.
And I know you where you live. And I will stalk you. I'm serious. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Yo, what up, world? It's your man, Pretty Tone, man. Coming through, dropping you a quick reminder that the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, is now available worldwide at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysyu.com. Get your copy. Support your boy. Autographed copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Sitting on the stoop, on selling milk grapes. How you living life? Wanna say great, great. So y'all came from nothing into something, something. Why these freaks hating? Why these freaks fronting? We just riding with our tops down. Think I can tell somebody got shot now. Riding with my top down, in my jury on. Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing.
Don't worry about me, dog.
Said a hell nah, don't you know that's a spiker. Number two, I don't only 20 in the world. You sit in my seat to change the world. I'm fresh to death, like a million bucks. Threw on my Louis hat, with my Goose chucks. Stepped out the vendor, they said, oh no. I said, easy chick, you know I gotta go. Riding with my top down, and my jury on. Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, I played that song for a reason, man, because a lot of times when you're trying to get your grown man and your grown woman on, there are people out there who don't want you to get your grown man or your grown woman on. There are people out there who don't want to see you change. They want you to be the same way as you were 10, 15 years ago, and that would reflect no growth in your life. So life in the rearview mirror is necessary at times, but to an extent. Because a lot of time we romanticize periods of our life, but if you were truly to go back there and look back, you'd be like, hell to the now. And then there are times that certain memories and certain people are needed because you're like, man, that was a really good person or a really good event in my life, and that motivates you to get to a tough day or a tough time in your life. Welcome back to the show, Lady Joy. K. Diddy Esquire, because he just sent me a text to make sure I referred to him as K. Diddy Esquire. I don't know what that's about.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm going to honor his wishes. You know what I mean? What did you say, Lady Joy?
Whatever.
K. Diddy, where you at, brother?
No, I'm not going to even comment on that, man, because my breath is too valuable.
You said your breath is too bad? Is that what you said?
Well, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We got somebody that wants to join in the conversation. We're talking about life in the rearview mirror. 111, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tony. Hey, Diddy.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hello,
Joe.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're fine. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Good.
The elephant has entered the room.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
So, how's everybody doing?
So,
like
Joe.
Yeah.
We're doing all right. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Let me see the topic here about life in the rearview mirror, yesteryear, mistakes, regrets. Well, take it from your book, too, huh? Okay. Wasn't your book
under... No, that's a little essay I wrote about. You know, sometimes we're talking about old friendships, old relationships, you know, a certain period of time in your life. And K. Diddy had asked the questions, you know, not the questions, one question. He asked the question, if you reconnected with somebody from yesteryear that you ended on a bad note with, should you give them a second round to reconnect with you?
Yeah, I've done that.
And Joy was like, I don't know, I ain't sure, long-handled fool. I said cautious optimism. What do you say, Joe?
I've done that, yeah. Somebody that I met in the service,
okay.
when I got out, I wrote her a letter. She came up. She actually lived about a state away from me, so she visited me. We got back together. And then a few years later, she came back again. it didn't turn out to be one of those romantic fairy tale type of things, but it happened. So,
well,
I mean,
how did
you are in favor of the reconnection?
Well, yeah, I am. I'm in favor of anything if it works. So even if it's a bad relationship from the past, if you think maybe it can work, try it. If you want to try it again and it doesn't work out and you know that it's not going to work out in the future, at least you absolutely know for sure now.
Okay, let
all right.
Let me clarify, okay? We're not just talking about romantic relationships. We're talking about friendships, too. If it ended bad, and you hadn't seen that person in years, would you go back to it? I myself, whether it's a bad relationship as friends or in a relationship, man-woman relationship, you know, where you had something going on, if it ended bad and you see each other, I would handle it with a long-handled spoon. Because over the years, everybody changed. You grow. You know, some might and some might not. But taking it as you being you who you are, you know yourself. And if you've grown, and if you ended a relationship in a bad way and you come across that person a few years later, I would handle it with a long-handled spoon because you don't know where people are coming from if it ended bad. You know, if you handle it with a long-handled spoon, talk to that person, feel them out. If you feel that, you know, you can get back to where you were or somewhere near where you were, work it out. If not, leave it alone and keep it pushing. That's just me.
And K. Diddy came up with an even better example. He said if you had a friend from the past who slept with your woman and y'all ended on bad terms and you saw the guys years later, would you be his friend again?
Hmm. Who, me or Diddy?
K. Diddy.
That's for you, Joe.
Oh,
K. Diddy had thrown that out there earlier. He said if you had a buddy
Depends upon the feelings you have at the time. I mean, years later, you might have simmering resentment or you may not. And if the person was a good person up until that time, then you might. Personally, I wouldn't. I think messing around your present or your exes is a real no-no. That's a hands-off deal. Everybody knows that. So anybody
right there.
So anybody messing around with an
let me,
ex...
Let me throw something out there. Let me throw something out there to you, Joe, too. Because, you know, in the old days, man, I'd have been trying to take the dude's head off. You know what I'm saying? But since I done got a little wiser and traveled the world a few times, you know, I had to look at stuff from a different perspective. And this is just an example. The girl just could hold. You know? That still could have been my buddy. But he didn't know how to tell me. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew my state of being. He got hung up. You know, he just slipped. You know what I'm saying? That was one of them things that never happened that happened. But you know what I'm saying? He just got caught up, man. He just hit. The girl was a hoe. She just put it on him. You know,
well, first of all, so was your friend, okay? Because he knew that you guys were in a relationship, so he should have backed up off of that.
Let me finish, please. He didn't know how to tell me because he knew how I felt about her. He's not saying that he wasn't wrong, but he didn't know how to tell me. But I found out about it, so I walked out of that damn relationship. Now, me and this cat bump heads again. You know, we run into each other after all these years. This ain't the same dude that this was because the breakup in our relationship, our friendship, grew him up. Now, he's been, you know what I'm saying? He's been feeling good about this all that time. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't know how to get in touch with me or even if I would even receive him. So would I be the bigger man and deal with him or no? But in this instance, I'm going to roll with Joy. All right.
Well, I can give you any, like I was just saying, you shouldn't touch somebody's ex as a present. But I'll tell you a situation that I did. And let me get your thoughts on this. When I was about 21, 22, okay? I called up about a good friend of mine I hadn't seen in 8 years, all right, because we used to be high school buddies together. Now he's married, okay? But the guy has changed. He's not the same guy that I knew as a kid, all right? He's become a little bit more, let's say, larcenous. He's changed. So I don't have any feelings for this guy anymore, all right, after we hung out for a little bit. So he and his wife now are separated, okay? They're both Catholic. Now, years and years ago, if you were separated, that meant in the Catholic religion that you were going to get divorced 98%, 99%. So anyway, the chick calls me up. I go over there, bang, right? Now, I haven't seen her nor him all these years. And I'm thinking to myself, now that I'm older, doesn't matter what the religion should have been back then, because from that experience and other experiences that I've had with other people, people can get back together, regardless of what it's supposed to be. So I don't know if they got back together or not. They probably got divorced. Now I'm thinking, I thought I did the right thing, because as far as the Catholic religion was concerned, separation at that time, not now, but at that time meant divorce. And that meant feelings gone, everything's gone. So I was the one who did it. And I haven't seen him, but I think I shouldn't have done it. But what's your opinion?
Well, you have feelings about it, okay? So, but that's years ago. Were they separated at the time and about to get a divorce, or they were divorced, or what was the situation?
They were separated. They had not gotten a divorce yet.
Okay.
Again, the religion states that if you're going to go through this separation, it's the same as divorce. The thing
right.
is, a divorce is final. It's the last step.
Right.
Nowadays,
are you Catholic?
No.
Are you Catholic?
No.
No.
So that's not your faith?
My faith is agnostic.
Well, Joe, if
I guess it's irregardless of your faith. I guess the question really becomes one that you got to ask yourself. In your heart, do you feel like what you did was wrong based on the timing of the situation, based on the circumstances?
At that time, no. If I was to see the similar situation again, and even if, let's say, the Catholic faith was going to stipulate, and it was going to be followed up very strongly that those who got separated were going to get divorced, I would still stay away from it, because I'm older, and again, you don't touch somebody's present girlfriend, you don't touch their exes. But this I had to learn by growing up. I was 21, 22. I was a kid. Yeah.
Well, that's what
now,
the show is about.
I got a different take on that. I thought, because the main question would become, I'm going back to what you said earlier where, like me, your boy is your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I'm going to ask you, because I think you already stated, and maybe I missed it. At the time you all reconnected and you realized, I don't really care for this dude much, that really wasn't your boy no more, right?
Right. But regardless, because if you're going to go
okay.
to where you're going to say I'm wrong, I don't blame you for saying that. I think I'm half right and half wrong, and that's why Diddy asked me the question. Again, if I did it now, if I came across the guy now, and he was married to the same chick, and they were going through the divorce, I would leave her alone. I didn't like her. I mean, she was just a piece of ass. And now, he's not my boy anymore. So I'm still going to leave her alone because, there's so many women out there. Don't mess around with somebody else's woman. Simple.
Yes. That's kind of where I was headed with that. Because that's something that I write about, And
yeah.
this is not even really a shameless plug. It just happens to tie into the show. I write about it in the new book. With all the women out there, why would you go messing with somebody else's woman who you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of women out there.
That's
but,
taboo
right
there.
Context,
yeah.
That's taboo.
You know each other,
your friends. You know that's his woman, his ex, or whatever, and you just don't go there.
Exactly, and I agree with it again.
But if I like your taste and you like my taste and everything that you like, I like. How I can't like your woman?
Well, actually, you just want a taste. That's all that is. You just want a taste.
Yeah, you got good taste in ex women. Let me taste
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. No, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You know,
No.
Obviously, we're friends. And this is where it's my this is not the scenario that Joe was describing. Like Joe said, he really didn't even like her that much. You know, he's just 21, like, hey, you're giving it up, I'm going to knock it down.
That's it. That's it.
Right, Joe? That was your situation.
That was exactly it, because at 21, okay. 22, you know, I'm saying, hey, let me chalk it all up.
Yeah. There you go. Now, K. Diddy is talking about, I'm listening to you. Your question is, if we boys and your taste is my taste and the opportunity presents itself, what's a man to do is what you're saying, right?
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Y'all supposed to be boys and stuff. You don't dip into his pool and he don't dip into yours.
We are boys. We are boys.
Okay, if y'all are boys, then you wouldn't be upset if he dips into your gene pool, bruh. Okay? You wouldn't be upset about that because she was just a piece of ass. But if you got feelings for this girl and your best friend was all over that, you wouldn't have a problem with that? Hello?
Yeah, but I just happened to run up on this one right here, and she got me weak at my knees, but I couldn't let him know that the rules had changed.
Well, straighten your ass up and don't go there. Okay? That's supposed to be your friend.
Okay.
Okay, so man up. All right. Or you know, get more strength in your ass and stuff, and don't go there with that.
Now, KD, here's where it does that. Let me go back to the player rules once again. There are rules for the game, so now before I give you my response, I got to ask you a couple questions. We boys, and this is your girl. Is this wifey we talking about, or just a girl?
A piece of ass.
Well, I'm trying to be politically correct, George, so you don't get all of
I don't know yet because I was still in the test driving stages, but I'm starting to lean toward that she might be wifey material.
Okay, well, you wouldn't have a problem with that if your boy did.
Hold on. You said wifey material. You said wifey material, but you didn't say wifey, right? You were like in the process, right?
No, I said I was still in the test driving stage. You know what I'm saying? I was still trying to make up my mind, you know, if I wanted to take her home to meet mama. I hadn't quite made up my mind if she was going to be wife material yet. But before I got there, I just didn't tell you that that's what I was considering.
Okay, well, how would you feel if he tapped that then? And you hadn't got to that point, but you were going that way.
According to the player code, if we're truly boys, I would know if you, I'm thinking about if that's wifey material. Because, when, you know what I mean, let's be on some real-ish. If I'm thinking, if it's just a piece of ass, I would have said so. And if it was,
exactly.
If I was like, man, you know, I really dig her, she might be wifey. If you're my boy, I'm going to tell you that. I'm not going to keep that a secret. You know what I mean? Because if you're my dude, I'm telling you, like,
I couldn't tell you that, Tony, because she didn't have no front teeth.
What's that got to do with anything?
You're going over bounds with this now. You're going out of bounds with this, Diddy.
I'm trying to tell you that it was a matter of, it wasn't a physical thing, but I just couldn't tell you that.
You're supposed to be boys. You're supposed to be able to tell him anything, how you feel about whoever you're dealing with.
I'm really feeling it. I'm really feeling it, so I'm planning on keeping her dentist, and then that's when I'll be like, man, you really digging
and then
her.
That
you
way you let him know,
dentist,
When you get to that point and you want to tell your boy how you're feeling about a girl that you're seeing, that right there is setting boundaries, letting him know, don't go there.
What happens if
now,
it's five?
Well, let's say Tony and I.
Let's say Tony has an ex-girl, right? I know she's his ex-girl. Okay. He doesn't care about her that much, but he doesn't hate her, right? But he's been involved with her. Now, since he did have feelings for her, and the relationship is over, right? Now it's 2 years later. How is he going to feel if I start bringing her around, saying that she's my date and that, you know, forget about wifey, but maybe she's something that I might want to have a long-term relationship with? The thing
he
is,
like
I
that. He's not going to like that.
I should stay away.
He's right. He's not going to like
now,
that.
Now, how about this? How about if I don't know that Tony dated this girl and I meet her someplace, and after dating her 3 or 4 or 5 times, now I bring her around to Tony, and Tony says to me, that used to be somebody I was interested in, or that used to be my ex. Now what do I do? Personally, I still see her. I still
okay, what if that puts a strain on you and his relationship? Which way would you go? Would you go with him since you've been knowing him longer and y'all been buddies for years and years, or would you still continue to date her?
If I knew that was his girl, well, let's put a his girl, semi-committed to committed relationship. I don't even go there, right? Now, however, now I've known her without knowing that she dated him. I have to say to Tony, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't know. You know, we both have
but
lives.
I have to let it go.
Would you let it go, or would you continue?
I would have to let it go.
I'd have to let it go.
I'd have to let it go, only because I'd have to value my friend's opinions and feelings more so than this girl that I just met, even though I didn't know they had a relationship prior to, even though I didn't know that. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Till I brought her around, and once he told me, I knew at that point, I'd have to let her go because I wouldn't want to put him in that situation because I'd have to value him only because I've known him longer. So my loyalty would be to him, even though she got a good piece of ass. But like you said,
okay, but that's you, K. Diddy. What about you, Joe? What would you do?
I got a different opinion on that. Because my opinion on that, and maybe because of who I am, it depends on the level of the relationship that me and old girl was in. Mm. You know what I mean? Because suppose it was just something that I was just tapping, and you telling me that you falling for her. You know what I mean? We got to clear the air between us. If you my boy and I used to tap that, I ain't supposed to ask you to walk away something that you care about from. But if it was something deeper than that, that I had emotions tied into, and you my dude,
yeah, well, that,
then I
that,
would expect you to, you know, at least give it some consideration. Like, dog, this is gonna be really uncomfortable, man.
I know, I'd have to, but if I'm just saying, you know, hey, you know, I want to do her every once a week, once every 2 weeks, then I don't think you would have a problem with it. But if I'm falling for her, why?
No, well, okay, if you're falling for her and that's his ex.
Right.
I mean,
now, that's a problem. Admittedly, that's a problem.
Exactly. And I'm asking, what would you do?
I told you already. I'm staying with her because, number one.
He said he would.
So you would jeopardize your relationship with him and you've known him longer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe said he would do that. Joe said he would do that. I totally disagree.
And
because I was happy
to tell my girl, hold on, we got somebody else.
I bet it's sweet.
It wouldn't be like a
welcome to the show. 347, welcome to the show. You wanted to jump into the conversation?
Yes.
I was right.
To everybody. This is Sweet.
Hey, Sweet.
Your family, Joe, everybody. Mm. Well,
hey,
I didn't want to. I actually, you know, my damn internet just went down. So if you would type it in the chat room, I'm not answering. I'm not being rude. It just, you know, messed up. Anyway, so I was listening, and, you know, I just wanted to talk about the rearview mirror, and I didn't want to change it any, but I wanted to say that, you know, looking in the rearview mirror, sometimes you don't want to look back, you know, because some of the things are so hurtful, you know, the mistakes, and or if they're even mistakes, because it's an experience to let you know not to do that, especially if you felt it. You know, some of us can be unconscious and, you know, do it over and over again, you know, just have because of no consciousness. But I always say guilty consciousness, no accuser. But when you do have that consciousness and, you know, and you look back and you say, ooh, ouch, that hurt, you know not to do it again, and that becomes experience, life experience. So we want to glean from the experience and move forward, you know, and continue to grow. And, you know, and also be thankful for that rear view so that you know, to keep going and move in a different light. That's all I want to say.
Right, right. You are so right.
Oh, sweet. You always come in with improvising. We all over here getting all talking about the independence. And you just come in with the consciousness. But it's a valid opinion. We do value it, and we appreciate that. Because you do. You got to think, you know, you learn from it all. You learn from it all, and that's a part of the journey. You know what I mean? Now, we're about to get together with you and go back to what we were talking about. Don't go nowhere.
Can I start?
You know
hey,
I mean?
Tony.
Yes.
Tony. I want to start some shit with Joe again. How do I know you just ran into old girl? How I know you wasn't trying to get this all the time? Now you want me to think that you just ran into her? You might want to screw my other girlfriend too.
There could be a whole lot of situations that could pop up. The one thing is that in
especially since you don't want to leave her, and you know it makes me uncomfortable, and you're supposed to be my boy.
Well, then I am your boy, and I say to you, suck it up.
One
of us has to suck it up. Either it's going to be me or it's going to be you. Now, I did not cheat with her on your emotions because I didn't even know about it. So there's no emotional or mental infidelity there going on. There's no betrayal. However, now that I'm committed to her and she's committed to me and I find her to be a good woman to me, treating me right. Yes, it's going to make you feel uncomfortable, but there's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to do. Maybe it's going to make you feel uncomfortable. There's a lot of things you're going to do to make me feel uncomfortable. We have to decide which is going to be the right decision and which is going to be the right perspective to have. I'm not giving up somebody that I found, especially if I didn't go after her in order to hurt you. But if you're hurt as a result of that, I can't help that. And I expect that the same thing from you towards me.
Man, no, you know you've been liking my girl all the damn time. How do I know you ain't gonna go after the other one?
Now you got me slandering around. Everybody's here. I made one mistake one time when I was 21 years old. That was it.
How do I know it was one mistake though?
All right, hold on.
I'm your boy.
Hold on. I can't believe. We down to the last minute of the show, but ladies and gentlemen, we are coming right back to this next week, to the part two of this show. We love you. Check out www.worldmovement.com. Y'all can holler at Lady Strike on Facebook. That's LaShawn, LaShawn. Of course, just Google your boy, Pretty Tony Joe. Come back next week because we're going to get this finished up, y'all.
I'll see you all later.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need a theme music. Oh, I'm mad.